we brought in our minimum unit on another study that analysed a different data set and concluded that the highest purchasing, one-fifth of the household, reduced their alcohol purchasing due to MUP. And previous studies have also shown reductions in hospital admissions from alcohol-related liver conditions and an initial 10% fewer alcohol-related deaths and alcohol sales had fallen to the lowest in 25 years. That was a study that we based our numbers on. I understand, I checked this Scottish study, it examined the experience of alcohol-dependent persons who access treatment services and members of online market research panels only. And I think this study, that it acknowledged that the report that owing to these choices, it missed out on large numbers of people drinking at harmful levels. So I would be very, very confident that the study that we based our figures on, that was a much more comprehensive study and the data is much more revealing.
And when will we know the details of that data? Like, we do know that policy was brought in January. It's now June. Surely we will get a focus on the data soon enough to see if it has worked.
Yeah, I think certainly it's been brought in, and the Health Research Board will be carrying out various evaluations of the data, and hopefully we'll be in a position to know exactly what impact that minimum unit pricing has made. But I am confident minimum unit pricing will save many, many lives. But effectively, what we are very, very concerned about is that it ensures that there would be alcohol, cheap alcohol, that it wouldn't be available to children at pocket money prices.